Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Thursday, August 31st, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. It just gets stranger all the time. But here we are, nonetheless, eh? I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. And it really is. Every day it's fascinating to kind of watch that unfold. So let's kind of continue on from yesterday's broadcast. I mentioned in the chat area after yesterday's broadcast that I have misgivings about mentioning certain things. I was hinting at how all of the subject matter kind of folds into the perhaps plenary level or high-level discussion of a satanic plot to sort of prepare the way for a return to Genesis 6 and 11. It's interesting. If Christianity is just another religion, if it's really nothing different than any of the other religions. And if the Bible is just another book for guidance and good living, so to speak, then why is it so attacked above others? And why do you see, for example, in the book credited to Alice Bailey, The Externalization of the Hierarchy, a discussion of false Christs, if that's not an indication of a deeper plot? I don't know what is. If you look up The Externalization of the Hierarchy, you will invariably come across the Lucius Trust website. They changed their logo recently, but it used to be the same logo, that rising sun concept, as Barack Obama's first campaign logo, which is interesting. That's an esoteric symbol too. Sort of like Pepsi's new logo, Lucius Trust logo was very similar, but the Lucius Trust organization has quite a past. It began as the Lucifer Trust, and that obviously was not something that many people were fond of, so they softened the name to Lucius Trust. And I'm always suspicious when I see artists, musicians, and so forth who are named Lucius, especially when they change their name to Lucius. That's always interesting. But the Lucius Trust has been the sort of clearinghouse, the bookstore or clearinghouse, information clearinghouse, for the Theosophical Society, begun by Helena Blavatsky and carried on by Alice Bailey and Forward. It's an organization many people have never heard of. I would dare say most people have never heard of. And yet, their ideas, their literature is, and their efforts are funded by big international industrialist folks. And their agenda is kind of a high level consolidation or amalgamation of all of the plots that we see. I'll talk today about the book, The Externalization of the Hierarchy, a little bit, but I mentioned in the chat area yesterday that I have misgivings about doing that because, quite frankly, it's just demonic. It's hardcore demonic stuff. But you'll see if you cross The Externalization of the Hierarchy on the Lucius Trust website that a number of the sections of the book, The Externalization of the Hierarchy, deal with this concept of the false Christ. Why is that something that's mentioned? And the subject of moon worship and things, we saw the solar eclipse last week, and obviously the country was preoccupied with that. What does that have to do with all of this? Well, it all kind of folds in. So we'll talk more about that today. But I'm not very excited about doing that. I would rather people search things out for themselves. But that being said, we'll kind of touch on that today. So in Matthew 24, Jesus said, "See to it that no one misleads you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will mislead many." That's a concept that is in view in the book credited to Alice Bailey, The Externalization of the Hierarchy. And what do I mean? Why do I say the book credited to her? I mean, why not just say she wrote the book? Well, it's my understanding she channeled it from her spirit guide, and so it's one of the, as I mentioned the other day, the externalization of the hierarchy is one of the nearly two dozen works credited to Alice Bailey containing the prefatory statement, extract from a statement by the Tibetan, generally taken to indicate the book was a received work, they say. Received, that is, as I said, from her, she called it spirit guide, or more appropriately, demon. The posthumous externalization of the hierarchy illustrates this concept of a false Christ, the fascination with the moon, and so forth, in conjunction with the externalization of the hierarchy, and so much more. As I mentioned yesterday, the Nazi connection, what is the master race? Well, it's these ascended masters, and that gets into transhumanism and posthumanism. Again, back to Genesis 6 and 11, all that kind of stuff. So it's important to understand that aspect of the nefarious plot that has been waged against mankind. Even those folks that think that they're in command, their master and commander of their destiny, working with evil forces to bring about all kinds of change. And what kind of change? Well, I'll talk about that. The Bible says, again, Jesus said in Matthew 24, "See to it that no one misleads you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will mislead many. You will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place, but that is not yet the end. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs." And skipping ahead, "At that time many will fall away and will betray one another and hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and will mislead many. Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end, he will be saved." So there's a lot going on. And if you listen to this network and this broadcast, you know the things that it's very interesting. Things that we're hearing about, many will come in my name saying, "I am the Christ," and will mislead many. Deception, intrigue and deception. We have that in view. "You will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars." We have that in view. "Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. In various places there will be famines and earthquakes." Those things are in view. "At that time, many will fall away and will betray one another and hate one another." Betrayal, treachery and betrayal, which correlates to the passage that I read yesterday in 2 Timothy chapter 3. I keep reading when Paul writes, "But realize this, in the last days, difficult times will come. These things, these are the character attributes of people in these days." And then Jesus says, "Many false prophets will arise and will mislead many." And that's certainly in view in today's America. Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. So the point that I'm making is, in touching on all of these conditions that we see, this is kind of the outworking, or these are the effects of folks who are steering society, the social engineers. These things all can be orchestrated. We have the religious aspect and false Christs and false prophets. That obviously has been engineered more and more since about the middle of the 20th century. There are a number of what some folks would perhaps rightly refer to as cults that have gone mainstream Christian, so to speak, which obviously is an oxymoron, and I won't get into those right now, but you probably know to what or which I'm referring. So that's engineered, man-made. You will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars, the RAND Corporation, among others, and that there are all kinds of war colleges across the country and other various other think tanks, the Institute for Peace and all kinds of other organizations that are constantly studying the war efforts. Again, this is, I mentioned the link that was in the Road Warrior Radio chat area a couple of days ago, the link to Jan Ervin's last interview of Steve Outram, published a few days ago, titled Silicon Valley's Secret Weapon, The Shadow History of Burners, Part 7, Social Engineering and the Electronic Frontier, number 261. And again, that was the final installment of a 16-month-long, 7-part series in which Jan Ervin of Gnostic Media interviewed tech savant and entrepreneur turned shadow historian Steve Outram. And so that's still floating around in the chat area. It was reposted yesterday. But these studies of war have been going on for decades now in concerted fervor and effort, you might say. And much of this is referenced in the interview, but if you go to the interview, there's a PDF document that accompanies the interview, and it's kind of show notes. There are kinds of organizations, but it mentions the connections. It kind of alludes to or hints at the connections that I'll talk about today. These people are trying to not just engineer life on Earth, not just control people, but really kind of change the way the Earth operates, or a disturbance in the vibrations and so forth, which is, it gets into deeply esoteric concepts that I don't want to dive into because, well, one, this is not that kind of broadcast, and two, I think it's kind of the devil's playground, man's curiosity. I'm reminded of that quote by Adam Weishaupt. I forget exactly how it goes, but man's curiosity is sort of what gets us in trouble. Curiosity killed the cat, so to speak. You know, that's how you draw people into these esoteric mysteries. You hint at things, and then people start digging, and the next thing you know, they're kind of trapped in this web of intrigue and deception, Machiavellian intrigue and deception. But if you look at the show notes, you'll see the connection between satanic occult behavior and the military and the intelligence community. And this, again, goes back to the Nazi era, the importation of the Nazi scientists through Operation Paperclip, folks like Wernher von Braun, and the creation of NASA, JPL, NASA, etc. And all of the experiments that the CIA has done, the things that we joke about, like Men Who Stare at Goats, for example, or the recent archive that the CIA has opened up that includes studying psychic behavior and future prediction and channeling and all kinds of things. So gets into all that stuff. Anyway, we'll talk more about this when we come back. Stick around right after this break.
Spectrum Medical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. This all, by the way, kind of ties back through the discussion last week of how American society in particular is engineered a la the foundations, the big non-profit foundations and comparable organizations that the Rees Committee investigated and proved back in the 50s. That includes links to organizations like the National Science Foundation. And again, if you look at that reference, the Jan Ervin's interview of Steve Outram, Silicon Valley's Secret Weapon, The Shadow History of Burners, Part 7, you'll see in the PDF notes links to organizations, not just Google and the others, the major digital pioneers these days, Google, Facebook, etc., but also government organizations like the National Science Foundation in particular, all working essentially toward a satanic goal. What is it? Well, again, it's a return to Genesis 6 and 11. I suppose maybe I should be specific. Genesis chapter 6 is the staging. The opening of Genesis chapter 6 is the staging of the flood. And we read these words. Now it came about when men began to multiply on the face of the land, which was what God said to do. Remember, it was a command issued in Genesis chapter 1. It was reissued after the flood in Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 and verse 7. But God said, be fruitful, multiply on the earth. And in the reissuing of that command, even went so far as to say, and populate it abundantly. But Genesis chapter 6 opens, now it came about when men began to multiply on the face of the land, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves, whom they chose. Then, next verse, then the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, because he also is flesh. Nevertheless, his days shall be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown, the Übermensch in German. Forgive my poor German. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth. Why? Well, because of what just happened. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Which sounds like hyperbole. Think about that. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. It sounds excessive. Is it literary device? Hyperbole? Or are we seeing that happening today? Even the things that are allegedly good that people are pursuing, not so much. We'll be right back.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
There is a big confluence of information. So the social engineering is happening. It's real, and to a level that people don't realize, everything is being engineered. Society, the weather conditions that we see. I mentioned Matthew 24 and Jesus' words about what was happening. Don't be deceived. See to it that you are not misled. You'll be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. There'll be things like earthquakes, and so much is going on. I mean, we have Hurricane Harvey, for example. I would call it the new Katrina. But we'll touch on that a little bit later during this broadcast. So I mentioned the link to the interview of Steve Outram, and in those notes that he provides on page 21 of his PDF, 91-page PDF, it's the headline of the page is Weaponized AI Propaganda. Weaponized AI Propaganda. It refers to an article published January 28th this year over at Vice's Motherboard section titled Upside Down. Psychologist Michael Kaczynski developed a method to analyze people in minute detail based on their Facebook activity. Did a similar tool help propel Donald Trump to victory? Two reporters from Zurich-based Das Magazine went data gathering. This article was republished in other places, including Stanford University's public policy program. So what's going on here? Well, from the excerpt that Steve Outram includes, you'll find these words. Kaczynski and his team tirelessly refined their models in 2012, we're 5 years beyond that now. In 2012, and remember, I mean, I've mentioned these bad guys, folks like Ray Kurzweil, who's now in charge of some kind of research, who knows what exactly, because it's hard to get a straight answer, but in charge of research and development for basically making bad things happen, I would say, over at Google, with unlimited resources, obviously. Ray Kurzweil, author of many disturbing books and articles like The Age of Spiritual Machines. It's interesting. The movie Minority Report, that was released back in, what, 2002, I think? And now we're 15 years beyond that, based on the short story by Philip K. Dick. And this future crime division, which, by the way, is being pursued today in America, these the AI, remember the World Economic Forum session from last year titled What If Your Brain Confesses? Which the panelists explored the possibility of probing the mind to get you to tell on yourself, essentially. Future crimes. And with the seers in the movie and the story, Minority Report, it didn't prevent crime. It created the opportunity for a more sophisticated crime, didn't it? Never mind that. And there were places where the seers couldn't see. Isn't that interesting too? Why do bad guys always want to do that? But I digress. So this gets back to the invention of evil. We're adding layer upon layer of intrigue, deception, and evil and manipulation. What is referred to as social engineering, environmental engineering, and that again gets back to the conversation of folks like B.F. Skinner. But from the excerpt, again, Kaczynski and his team tirelessly refined their models. In 2012, listen to this. In 2012, Kaczynski proved that on the basis of an average of 68 Facebook likes. Now, this all also gets back to, I've mentioned Paul Ohm's study. In 2011, C-SPAN aired the Digital Privacy Forum, which included remarks by Andrew Rajet, who mentioned Paul Ohm's landmark study that no one's ever heard of. Published almost, what, 10 years ago now? I can still find online titled Broken Promises of Privacy Responding to the Surprising Failure of Anonymization. Again, that's by Paul Ohm, who was a University of Colorado law professor at the time, had worked in government. He's now at Georgetown University's Law Center. But the abstract that you'll find if you search for Broken Promises of Privacy Responding to the Surprising Failure of Anonymization reads, computer scientists have recently undermined our faith in the privacy-protecting power of anonymization. That's what we've heard, right? PII, personally identifiable information. As long as you don't include that, your name, your social security number, by the way, it's not yours, right? Even though credit card companies are finding ways to give you social security alerts, fantastic, but it's not my number. It was never supposed to be an identifier, et cetera, et cetera. But I digress. So computer scientists have recently undermined our faith in the privacy-protecting power of anonymization. The name for techniques for protecting the privacy of individuals in large databases by deleting information like names and social security numbers. These scientists have demonstrated, not theorized, but they've proved and demonstrated, they can often re-identify or de-anonymize individuals hiding in anonymized data with astonishing ease. By understanding this research, we will realize we have made a mistake, labored beneath a fundamental misunderstanding, or perhaps been given a false premise, I would add, which has assured us much less privacy than we have assumed. This mistake pervades nearly every information privacy law, regulation, and debate. Yet regulators and legal scholars have paid it scant attention. We must respond to the surprising failure of anonymization, and this article provides the tools to do so. And so in the article, Paul Ohm uses three very public, very prominent, very embarrassing examples of how anonymization is a myth. There is no such thing as anonymization. Data is, as Andrew Rajay pointed out in the Digital Privacy Forum, data is either useful or private, and those are inversely proportional. The more useful the data on Facebook and Google, the less private it is. So back to this subject matter covered by Steve Outram, and specifically from his show notes, again, page 21 of 91 of the PDF that he provided. So in 2012, Kaczynski proved that on the basis of an average of 68 Facebook likes by a user, it was possible to predict their skin color with 95% accuracy, their sexual orientation, 88% accuracy, and their affiliation to the Democratic and Republican Party, 85%. And so again, from the from Paul Ohm's study, Broken Promises of Privacy, responding to the surprising failure of anonymization, he cited the recombining of Netflix with one or two other databases to be able to identify a person with 88% accuracy if he had their zip code and gender and a few Netflix likes, which is astonishing. Again, see, this is where all of this data becomes disturbing and unsettling. So, again, from Steve Outram's excerpt and his notes, but it didn't stop there. Imagine 68 likes by a Facebook user. It's possible to predict their skin color, sexual orientation, and affiliation to a political party, Democratic or Republican Party. But it didn't stop there. Intelligence, religious affiliation, as well as alcohol, cigarette, and drug use could all be determined. From the data, it was even possible to deduce whether someone's parents were divorced. But wait, there's more. Listen to this. The strength of their modeling was illustrated by how well it could predict a subject's answers. Kaczynski continued to work on the models incessantly. Before long, he was able to evaluate a person better than the average work colleague, merely on the basis of 10 Facebook likes. 70 likes were enough to outdo what a person's friends knew, 150 what their parents knew, and 300 likes what their partner knew. More likes could even surpass what a person thought they knew about themselves. On the day that Kaczynski published these findings, he received two phone calls, the threat of a lawsuit and a job offer, both from Facebook. In the weeks leading up to the to a final vote, a campaign could launch a $10 to $100 million dark post campaign targeting just a few million voters in swing districts, and no one would know. This may be where future black swan election upsets are born. They, the Trump campaign, were using 40 to 50,000 different variants of an ad every day that were continuously measuring responses and then adapting and evolving based on that response, according to Martin Moore, director of King's College Center for the Study of Media, Communication, and Power. He told The Guardian in early December, it's all done completely opaquely, and they can spend as much money as they like on particular locations because you can focus on a 5-mile radius. So this obviously is – and then the next section is military meme magic, and there are a number of articles cited. This is all information that's been discussed on this broadcast and this network, but it's woven together in brilliant fashion. I would encourage folks to read through it. But again, just with these two pages, weaponized AI propaganda and military meme magic, it's pretty easy to see that there are people at high levels of power trying to manipulate others. I mean, there's little denying that. It's difficult to refute the claim that this information is being used to manipulate people. And what you always hear from these companies is the ostensible claim of plausible deniability. Well, we don't pursue that. It's even mentioned with regard to Palantir, by the way, Bilderberg steering committee member and Ron Paul supporter Peter Thiel is one of the higher ups at Palantir. But you know, Steve Outram includes a statement from Alex Karp, the Palantir CEO, to the effect that kind of extolling libertarian virtues, and this is what we work toward at Palantir. That's what they say publicly, but then privately, guess what? They're working toward the opposite goal. What a surprise. So intrigue, deception, manipulation of people, and what we see rolled out to the people from the highest levels is just evil. Since people don't have a guide, since they're not rooted and grounded in the Bible, I would say. You know, there was a time when we read the Bible, we were rooted in didactic thinking. There is right, there is wrong, there is good, there is bad. Now it's all shades of gray. You know what? It's all relative. We're steeped in moral relativism, a la the dialectical conflict model, dialectical thought versus didactic, meaning we just, you know, we argue. Maybe you have a good point. We've come to the post-truth era. Oxford English Dictionary's Word of the Year last year, where if you have a persuasive argument, right and wrong don't necessarily matter. That's what didactic thinking will get you. You are detached from reality, detached from right and wrong. There is a right and wrong. It's probably not a good idea, for example, to hold your hand on a hot stove panel. Might not be a good idea. It's not a good idea to point a loaded gun at your neighbor and fire. That's bad. Those are bad things. There is a right and a wrong. And moral relativism is an absurd oxymoron on the face of it. When you ask people, are you absolutely sure that truth is relative? Which is it? Is truth absolutely relative? It's an oxymoron. So we've been encouraged, engineered socially to drift away from those moorings, didactic thinking, right and wrong, black and white, so to speak, good and bad. Remember the old Grimm's fairy tales, for example, and things. And the moral of the story is, do this, don't do that. Now it's all relative. And we see nuanced shades of gray, social manipulation, and the suggestibilists trying to put satanic, demonic thoughts in your head that make you question right and wrong, and you know, the trolley car dilemma and all that kind of nonsense. Would you kill one person or 10? How about we don't kill any people? How about that? These false dilemmas and false dichotomies, the bifurcation fallacy and so forth. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or your order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. These days are all.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. So hopefully this makes sense. If nothing else, just that one section of Steve Outram's excerpt from the article, again published over at Vice's Motherboard, the article titled Upside Down, or The Data That Turned the World Upside Down, excuse me. Psychologist Michael Kaczynski developed a method to analyze people in minute detail based on their Facebook activity. Did a similar tool exist? Did a similar tool help propel Donald Trump to victory? Two reporters from Zurich-based Us Magazine went data gathering. And so who is Michael Kaczynski? Well, the article opens on November 9th at around 8:30 a.m. Michael Kaczynski woke up in the hotel Senos in Zurich. The 34-year-old researcher had come to give a lecture at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology about the dangers of big data and the digital revolution. This is where it all starts, whether ostensibly, surreptitiously, or authentically. Someone says, hey, this is a bad idea. We can predict all of these things. And then others say, well, you know what? Maybe we could harness that for some kind of good, ostensibly, but it never is that, which gets back to my point about Genesis 6, that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So Kaczynski gives regular lectures on this topic all over the world. He is a leading expert on in psychometrics, a data-driven sub-branch of psychology. When he turned on the TV that morning, he saw that the bombshell had exploded. Contrary to forecasts by all leading statisticians, Donald Trump had been elected president of the United States. That was, of course, the morning after the election. For a long time, Kaczynski watched the Trump victory celebrations and the results coming in from each state. He had a hunch that the outcome of the election might have something to do with his research. Finally, he took a deep breath and turned off the TV. Do you remember that Barack Obama's victory was allegedly predicated largely on technology and social media? But are people beguiled and manipulated? Well, it's kind of a rhetorical question. We'll talk more about this and how it dovetails back to that big sort of grand conspiracy when we come back. Second hour coming up right after this short break. Stick around. Be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.